Luton at Field Mill as well. The Stags, of course, without Blair Adams, returned to Notts County after his loan spell earlier this week. Let's hear from the Mansfield manager, Adam Murray, ahead of the game against Luton with Charlie Slater.
Adam, you've recently brought in Sean Kavanagh. Can you tell me what it is that sort of drew you to him?
Yeah, obviously we lost Blair in the week. And it was a tricky one. We were going to try and see it out because we believe Mal's going to be back very soon. But the position we're in, we still feel we've got a chance for success this season. So we brought Sean in. He's obviously very highly rated at Fulham. Played in the Championship a number of times. Republic of Ireland, under 21. And the big thing for us is that he can play one up as well, so we can play left wing. So he gives us good balance. So when Mal is back, he gives us good options going forward. He's very attacking, very attack-minded, very slight in frame, but he's quick, he's nippy, and technically he's excellent, so he fits into our philosophy. He'll give us good distribution and he'll help us to play the way we want to. So great character, a real drive to obviously drop down to League Two from the Championship, where last season he played a lot of games. So it was a big step for him to come here. He believes in what we're trying to do, so good signing.
You list off all of those accolades and everybody that I've spoken to speaks very highly of him. Is he a bit of a steal, actually, to be able to get him?
I don't know how we got him, to be honest with you. The issue, not an issue, the thing he's going to have to overcome is that at times, if it was Wimbledon away last week, to frame him for his first game, I probably wouldn't, because I think in the Championship it's not as physical as some of the teams we face in our league. So that will be his learning curve, which he's a clever lad, he's intelligent, so he'll overcome that. But from a football point of view, we tried to get him when Mal got injured and they wouldn't let him out. But the chairman's backed me to go and get him this time, and he's a very good player.
Did the Blair Adams situation, the fact that you were led to believe that you were going to keep him, leave a bit of a bitter taste in your mouth about the whole thing?
A bitter taste would be putting it nicely. More like a raging bull would be kind of appropriate.
And did you communicate how angry you were with Notts?
No point, he's their player. They obviously have gone about it the way they felt was best, from what I'm led to believe. They thought different people were dealing with it, so we're the ones that kind of got left last minute scrambling around.
And going back to things here at hand on the pitch, you bring in Shearer today in goal instead of Jensen. Why the change there?
Brian's been brilliant for us. We just feel we're at the time of the season where we might need a fresh impetus at this current time. That was a tough word to get out for me, weren't it? Is that the right word? Yeah, impetus. Yeah. Scott's a different character to Brian, so he will bring a different voice in the dressing room. And even though Brian's the age he's at and the experience he's had and the games he's played, it's still my job to look after him. I've just felt over the last couple of weeks, and it's him who's set it. He's set ridiculously high standards this season. The last couple of weeks he hasn't quite hit them, and Scott's been working his so-and-sos off and he stayed focused, so I believe it's time for him to go between the sticks.
And just finally, Luton Mansfield games, it's not a local rivalry, but it's certainly a rivalry. Why is that? It always leads to blood and thunder games, usually.
No idea.
No idea why that is?
No, I've played in a few of them. It's obviously miles and miles away. There seems to be a clash. But as far as I'm concerned, we'll have it.
Good luck today.
Cheers, Chaz.
That is Adam Murray, the Mansfield manager, as entertaining as ever. I don't think Brian Jensen has fresh impotence, but I know exactly what he means, describing himself also, Adam Murray, as a raging bull about the fact that they didn't get Blair Adams on loan for the rest of the season. 22 minutes past 2 o'clock, you're with BBC Radio 9.